I mean, to get from feeling to unpleasant, doesn't that take you to formation? Don't you have to go to formation before you... Because if you're just burned, you don't know that it hurts until something further happens, right? I know.
Get burned for some, get burned, then you have unpleasant feeling, isn't it? When the hand get burned, of course you have unpleasant feeling. That's called bodily unpleasant feeling, which is the effect of previous karma, according to Abhidhamma. Okay? And because of that feeling, unpleasant feeling, that you leave a craving for the pleasant feeling. That's dependent origination. Because of feeling, craving arises. Okay.
Yes. In some places you get attention and manasikara, the nama is like two or three things.
The attention is mental factor. When I describe mental factor, you will understand better. Okay.
Would you put emotion inside emotion?
What's the definition of emotion? Because Abhidhamma is very specific, very precise.
I don't know. We use the word feeling, and an emotion, I think, is like something
emotion
internal,
like sad,
happening.
Sad is dosa, anger.
But do you
it's
think that
in anger,
in terms of this, it's a formation?
Yes, karmic formation.
But it's not karmic formation. I mean, a mental formation.
Anger is mental formation.
So,
but it may manifest as killing, you know.
Like people cry or they're happy, and this is their emotions, this is their feelings. But you're saying those are mental formations then?
They're crying. Your question, whether the crying is mental formation?
Not the crying, but the feeling that makes you want to cry, or the feeling that makes you want to smile and be happy.
Okay. If consciousness must arise with accompanied with seven mental factors, we call universal mental factors. If consciousness, whether it's wholesome consciousness, unwholesome consciousness, resultant consciousness, or functional consciousness, if consciousness must arise accompanied with seven. Number one is called contact. Without contact, nothing can happen. Number two is called feeling. The function of feeling is to experience the desirable or undesirable aspect of the object. This is the function of feeling. People identify feeling as I, my, and no. Feeling is only mental factor. It performs its own function, then pass away. Then perception, also universal mental factors. One-pointedness, number four. One-pointedness. Then attention, life faculties, and another one, volition. These seven mental factors must arise together with all consciousness, whether it's wholesome consciousness or unwholesome consciousness. Okay, so now the question is whether that emotion is under mental formation. I think it's one of the mental factors when they perform, when they are in good mood or bad mood.
And do you think then it's also a karmic formation, that if you are experiencing one thing, you're making karma by being depressed, making karma by being
depression
happy?
Depression is also mental karmic formation. Depression is mental karmic formation because it's rooted in anger. Whatever consciousness, whatever mental state, it's rooted in greed, anger, and delusion, is called karmic formation. Karmic is already performed there. Karma is already there. Okay?
Is it true, sister, that right after feeling, if there's mindfulness, strong mindfulness at feeling, that the linkage can be broken right there before craving?
Yes, of course. There's a mindfulness important.
In the 12 links of a dependent origination, I can understand the link between each element here. For example, the previous life ignorance will lead to the karmic formation, so on and so forth. But I
that's my method. I explain the meaning first. After I explain all 12, and I will overview how they link to each other. Okay?
Did you say that feeling is determined by past karma? Whether it's pleasant or unpleasant?
Yes. Body, for example, the bodily unpleasant feeling. That's how you say burn. So after burn, you got bodily unpleasant feeling. That is determined by previous karma. The unpleasant bodily feeling is determined by previous karma. I think I have discussed previously. So you say that pain. So you have bodily unpleasant feeling. It develop equanimity because it's your previous karma. You don't get angry. If you get angry, you accumulate new unwholesome karma. I think you do you remember? Yes.
So an arahant who has no karma accumulated. What kind of feelings does he have?
Well, arahant also has unpleasant bodily feeling. But he has no mental. Because unless arahant passed into parinibbana, you know parinibbana? After parinibbana, there is no mind mental. So how to feel the unpleasant feeling? Cannot feel unpleasant feeling. But when he's still alive, he still has unpleasant bodily feeling. But he has no mental, he has no reaction towards that unpleasant bodily feeling. Okay?
So it's just sensation.
Just know it as it is. Just know this unpleasant feeling without aversion. You know, without aversion to it.
So sometimes, maybe this is just me, but sometimes I have emotions arise where there's no object.
Without object.
You know, like, not like, I see a beautiful flower and I feel joy, but sometimes I just feel joy, and sometimes I just feel sad, and not for any reason. It's not like, oh, I'm thinking about something sad and then I get sad. I just, there it is.
They must have something. It just you can't catch it on me.
So the Buddha would say that there is an object and it's not.
Yes, because all consciousness. All consciousness must arise taking an object. For example, you feel joy or feel sad, must something taking certain object, either mental object or physical object. Then that consciousness arise. It's just that you cannot discern it. You do not know it.
And it's dependently arisen, everything.
No consciousness can arise without taking an object. Okay?
Yes, can't it be the result of past karma somehow, that we don't know it?
But that resultant karma also takes one object. Mm-hmm. Also take one object. Mm-hmm. Can be, but also take one object.
Mm-hmm. Could the object be, like if you feel joy, and then the next moment you feel joy because you feel joy. You know, like, can the actual emotion be the object?
There's succeeding and preceding. Succeeding, a preceding joy conducive to succeeding joy.
Okay.
Yes. Possible. They call mental object. Joy is mental object. The preceding mental object become a condition for a succeeding joy. Okay, I allow the last question. Then I will continue tomorrow because this subject is very profound. I cannot go very fast. No question? Okay, then we finish.
I don't know whether anyone asked this question to you, but I asked someone when you arrived first. Why worry is related to hatred?
Okay.
Yeah.
Worry in Abhidhamma, worry, there are two types of worry. The English translation is not correct. Worry we call kukucha. Thing that should be done has not been done. It's called one. Thing should not be done has done. called worry. So things should not be done. One has done it. So you have the remorse. That remorse is rooted in anger. You're unpleasant. Yeah? You don't want it, no? I've done wrong things. It's true, it's with this pleasure feeling that is rooted in anger. That's why worry is under anger. Then thing you should not done, a thing you should do, you do not do. That's also unpleasant feeling. You keep on, oh, I should do that, but I do not do. That's also rooted in anger. That's why worry is rooted in anger. The English translation of worry is not same as the Pali meaning. Pali, kukucha. Only these two meanings.
But many people in this country, they have so-called Sunday blue. I don't know if you heard about that.
Sunday
blue. That means on Sunday evening, they become build up anxiety. They worry about things coming on Monday.
Oh.
It's called Sunday blue. Yeah. Many people have such kind of phenomenon, this kind of emotion.
Mm.
So this is a kind of worry. So why this kind of worry is little?
I think this is because of unwise attention. Unwise attention. Ayoniso manasikara. Because the...
It's just an anxiety in the mind, particularly, you know, apparently on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening.
Maybe they are affected by the environment, by the adverse physical condition. I have read a book that during full moon day, when they have operation, then I think the blood, I don't know, the percentage of success is very low. I think it's conditioned by the environment, you know. Because Buddha not only say karma, also the temperature, you know. Temperature, utu niyama, citta niyama, karma niyama, dhamma niyama. So sometimes also affected by the whole environment.
So you said udacha, right? Or kukucha. What is udacha?
Udacha is restlessness. Kukucha, udacha. Okay, we should stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Idam me punyang asawa kaya wahang hodu idam me punyang nibanasa pachayo hodu Itavata
Itavata
Chaamnehi
Chaamnehi
Sampadam
Sampadam
Ponya Sampadam
Ponya Sampadam
Sape Deva
Sape Deva
Sape Buddha
Sape Buddha
Sape Satta
Sape Satta
Anumodantu
Anumodantu
Sapa
Sapa
Sampati
Sampati
Sidiya
Sidiya
Sampati